You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the My Hero Academia Reading Club podcast, part of the Weird Science family, a manga podcast family and on network. I'm here with my man, Stork. What up, Stork?
What up, Jim?
What up? And I'll apologize. We didn't have an episode last week because we ended up showing up and I read the wrong chapter. So I ended up, and I will tell people for the time being, the chapters will come out on Tuesday, but they'll come out a little later in the day because we're recording on Tuesday. So I let everybody know. Just as a little aside, I'm looking right now, like we're starting to record at 11:50. Is it 11:50? Is that it?
Yeah.
Getting late. Holy moly.
I know.
11:50. Eh? But we'll see how long it takes us to record / edit. So you get a little game. We're playing. So by the time people are reading it, they're like, who the hell cares? Also, we have to record Chainsaw Man, too. I just want to put that out there because all this does is force me to edit it right afterwards, which I want to, but I know that I'll wander off somewhere. But here we are.
The worst.
Yes, with Chapter 87, Clash, not The Clash. Mm-hmm. London might be burning, but there's still some other things going on in the My Hero Academia because we had that whole play where the bad guys, they do, you know, have Bakugo, and he's been fighting back. We've been waiting to see what would happen, but mainly our other heroes who are dressed up, that causes a little bit of problems at one point here where you have horned up guys for some reason, and then you continue catchphrases. It's funny, but I don't like seeing that Earl Gay with Igbe Oobsbe all the time, but
it throws me off so much. I don't get it because to me, maybe I'm a child, like I'm a child of the '90s, but no, I'm actually a child of the '70s. But I see IRL, and I'm trained to think in real life. So to me, it's in real life, gay, and then I'm just like, what are you talking about, Ida? And then it's, the big boobs thing, Pig Latin. And then it just takes
weird,
me out
though.
Of it.
It never really works for me anyway of what he's trying to pull there.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you have, you talking to me? But then that's kind of funny. Tough guy Midoriya. And then I'm surprised, like, this is Todoroki. We don't actually get that, but
I wish. I needed it.
It would be pretty funny. So yeah, they're trying to kind of, you know, undercover look to see about this base, but then all of a sudden you get all these horned up guys screaming, yelling at Momo, oh my god, you know, please, honey, host us, we're up for come join us. I'm like, oh my goodness. And she's just like, oh my god, I shouldn't have worn this costume. But the whole thing is, it is super crowded. Look at that one guy is a weird looking dude. When he gets sent away, he still ends up having
like a
shark
jack-o'-lantern face or something.
Somebody get that guy a candle. So you end up where they're like, it's weird. Like, how could this be their base? Everybody's around. It'd be weird. They must have a back door, all this stuff going on. And then Mama's like, I could create some night vision glass. There's some weird things going on here.
That's an odd start.
Kirishima's like, no, I have this. He has a camera that can then see in the dark. And then they start talking. We said before, remember, he kind of hinted at kind of being richer than we thought, like having more money than we thought at one point. And they're like, man, that's a real expensive camera. There's what you're looking at. You're looking at me, Midoriya's now with the stats. Also, he was mumbling earlier still.
Oh, yeah.
But he ends up, that's an expensive model. I was researching for that. I don't know why we're going that much into this, except that I think he's trying to hide that he has a lot of dough. But yeah, they're going to go up and look, and they're going to hoist up Kirishima and Midoriya to look in this window. He's going to use this, you know. I guess it's not. It looked like a video camera, but it might be binoculars.
Yeah.
The way it is, like heat. Or a heat deal, like
maybe it's setting something up, but it's just kind of weird.
Yeah, it's
how
weird
they play it out.
Just to go with that, and it's like a weird aside to really point at. But they do get lifted up, and he's looking in. He's like, "Whoa, oh my god!" Because first he says it's empty. There's not anything in there. It's pretty dirty. Oh my god, whoa! And he looks and he says to Midoriya, "Crap, look at this!" Like he should just say it, but he goes to Midoriya.
Yeah, I don't know why they need two of them up there.
And then we see the, you know, point of view, and it luckily they go and they actually show really what they're seeing, because I look at it, I'm like, okay,
Well, some crates. Some Japanese on a sign over there. A crane, a forklift. I don't see anything.
No. And even in that side deal that end up being Nomu tanks,
yeah.
What I thought it was just like, at first, ridiculous. I thought they were washing machines. They're pretty big. But then, I mean, it just looks like it's what you would get. Random
factory.
Industrial yeah. factory. Like that could be a chemical vat. They dip mm-hmm. things in, whatever it would be. But then you see their Nomus, and when you do see them then, like, oh my God, Nomus, pretty good. I mean, the art actually in that whole thing of standard industrial, pretty cool. I mean, it's gritty, and then when you end up seeing the Nomus, you do get that play, though, that it is kind of dirty, and it's kind of rusty, and they're in these mm-hmm. tanks, but there they are. There's Nomus there, but what are they going to do about that? You know, they're just the kids. You worry that they go in, whatever. But we cut to Bakugo. Now things get a little there is it's like land shark. All of a sudden you end up where Bakugo's still talking crap. And
yeah.
he's laying the land. Okay, I gotta do this. I gotta get the warp guy over there. I gotta do this. I'm ready. And he looks like he is ready to go. Like he is just about to go. There's a knock on the door with a pizza delivery. I was waiting for, you know, she goes, who ordered a pizza? But the funny thing of this is there's no reason to do this. I mean, maybe to get somebody near the door so when you bust through, but.
Yeah, I think it's a distraction tactic, but
it's
still.
Just a weird deal because while they're all looking at the door, All Might just comes smashing through the wall. And at first I thought he was coming through the door. I'm like, he's coming through the mm-hmm. side wall. He smashes through.
Great page, though.
And yeah, and then you have a full page and you do see they are pretty coordinated. They have an idea of what they have to do. They have to get Kurigiri, the warper, first. And this is another thing. I mean, it shows you Bakugo, he's smart. He knew. He said, that warp guy's going to be the biggest problem. I got to take care of him first when he was trying to go with his deal. And that's what they do with Kamea Woods. And they even have like an announcement like, here's our new guy. Like, all right. And then Gran Torino comes in. I love his little legs that he like kicks people with. I'm like, oh, look at you. But, you know, they're going to come in and Shigaraki yells right away, Kurigiri, warp us, but he can't.
Mm-hmm.
He's
too late.
Got by. And we've had the lacquered chain prison. That was what he used in way back in the first chapter, too. So a pretty cool play of that. And looks pretty cool where you have, you know, Gran Torino, Kamea Woods, and All Might. Like,
yeah, because Dobby's about ready to do his quirk, but yeah, Gran Torino takes him out just with a kick to the face.
And it's funny, he kicks him. It doesn't look like it does that much damage, but it still stops that thing mm-hmm. there.
He slumps over. I think he's knocked out. That's all you need.
And you see the rest of the characters all getting lacquered prisoned up as well because the branches are going off. So they're all getting grabbed. And yeah, you end up again, All Might with his, you know, big sayings. There's no escape for you, League of Villains. Ask you why, you ask? Because we're here. I'm like, all right. There you go. And now, and all the time with the idea, though, I keep thinking, like, boy, I hope he can keep this power. Because mm-hmm. if he ends up being Little Might, there's some real big problems.
It all falls on Midoriya. And as we saw recently, he's not ready for it. Like, he's broken his body. If he uses it too much, he's not going to be able to use his arms.
And so to push that, I like that they're like, oh, by the way, they have to spell out, too. Hey, this whole, you know, process, this whole thing, it is the Kamino Pizza Squad we are. And the rest are out there where you do see Endeavor, who's pissed. He's mm-hmm. like, I should be in there. Why am I out here? This is crap. Why am I always?
You can't go in there with the wood guy, Endeavor.
That's they really should go. And Sukauchi, the detective, he's just like, well, what are you doing here? This is, and they say, well, if any of them slip out, you're the biggest guy to take care of that. Okay, works for me. You can't throw everybody in at one point, and mm-hmm. then, you know, then things might go and have problems. But so with all of that, you end up having Shigaraki's like, oh, you know, here we go. This is going to be where the big guys here. You guys duped us, but bring them all over. He says we're going to do it. And the best thing when he says to Kurigiri, bring them all over, you have All Might who knows what he means. Mm-hmm. It's not even a shock. They're going to bring those Nomus. They are there to get picked, you know, through and teleported in. And I guess that being subdued Kirigiri could, he can bring things in, they just can't leave.
Yeah, that's a weird play because he could, it seems like, oh, I can't sense them anymore, so they're gone. I can't do that. But I thought, well, it seems like if you could do any warping, you would have warped the hell out of there.
Yeah, because he doesn't sense them. They're not maybe coming.
It's a different, you know, bringing in could be easier than.
And to me, out. I mean, you, in my mind, at one point, especially with Kamea Woods, has all of them in his thing. Like, mm-hmm. couldn't he just teleport all them out altogether and then just take care of Kamea Woods? Like, they're separate with no other here. I don't know. It felt weird, the teleporting, but he says, I can't feel them. They're gone. I don't know what's going on. And yeah, at that point, though, you end up, we'll find out what happened. What happened is Mount Lady, pretty much. But that's where it's a shame because you have All Might come over and it's like, he's like, don't worry, little chum, to Bakugo. He's like being nice, but then he even gives him a compliment and says, your little leak to the villains has gone and taken some things too lightly, like this boy's indomitable spirit. And at that point, he has his arm around Bakugo's pissed. He's not a touchy-feely guy, I guess, but he's like, like, I want him to
that's
be happy.
Hero,
I want him to be happy for once. I want him to be like, I did do something, but he actually is like, no, you guys are a bunch of bull crap. I was going to end up doing this myself, and you came. It is classic Bakugo, mm-hmm. but no other kids are there. I wish that he could have lightened up for a second, just a second. Nobody there is going to think anything
of him. I
think
earlier on, All Might says, it must have been scary. Good job holding out. And I think that
triggered him.
Pisses him off. I'm not scared.
He could have just said, well, mm-hmm. yeah, but, you know,
but he
thanks.
Almost looks like he's ready to cry at that point, too. And I think that might even make him double down. Like, no, I can't
Isn't
show emotion.
Isn't it the
emotion.
Weirdest thing? Because, yeah, he said, must have been scary. Good job mm-hmm. holding out. I'm sorry, but you're okay now, kid. Mm-hmm. And you see, like, he almost does.
He looks, you can almost see that lip tremble.
Yeah,
it's great
yeah.
art.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like,
but then he gets mad.
It is an insult in the way that he takes it up. What, you think mm-hmm. I can't take care of this? But. When I like the best part of this whole thing was actually being in the mind of Bakugo.
Yeah, because it shows that he's smart. He's not just a hothead all the time. He is thinking things through. He's a great character.
And he wasn't like, oh man, I'm going to do this and this will show Midoriya, or mm-hmm. I'm going to do this and all my consent. Like, he was just like, okay, I got to do this. He was right to it. He was talking a lot of trash to everybody else and even delaying them at points. I mean, one mm-hmm. of the best was to Shigaraki, like, master, like when he yeah. ended up getting a hold and he's like, you're bullcrap, like I thought you were the big, like really making fun, like yeah. really I really
you're not
was
the master,
like
bring him on because
yeah,
I want to talk to the big
here.
Guy
yeah which you know we'll find out but yeah so and you kind of guess who it is but then we go after that where there's Bakugo like don't put your hand on me I'm like mm-hmm. you should be so happy but then you go to see what happened to the Nomos it's Mount Lady.
Yeah.
Butt cheeks right in your face as always. And just
it's her debut. I mean,
yeah. She's destroying this warehouse mm-hmm. to the point where she does not know that the kids are
yes,
there and almost get
blown
knocked over.
Back in the aftermath of her stomping on it.
Yeah. So they found the Nomu storage hangar. It's captured and secured. They let that out. And yeah, you even have at this point where Best Genus, he's doing his mm-hmm. deal. We were talking about it, where you have them showing their powers, they're gathering up the Nomus.
You see Tiger cradling what looks to me like a naked woman. Is that a rag doll? Or like they lost one of them, right?
One of them got
kidnapped.
Now, it would be weird that they're like, listen, you got to put her down, woman. He's just showed up with her cradle. Like, or maybe she got zipped away. I don't remember. And he found her.
She was just disappeared at the end of that battle in the camp.
They found yeah. her. So that's kind of crazy. Very subtle. They don't really do much with it, mm-hmm. but they let out the word. We've captured this thing. I do like, though, at one point where you have this going on and you do end up having, you know, Mount Lady's just doing her thing and she's like just grabbing Nomus and squishing him. And then she's like, oh, gross. Like she has, this, but it is, it's really like you don't imagine the idea of it being like squirming and wiggling. Oh, it'd be
yeah.
disgusting.
And I never imagined like how powerful she actually is. Like, oh, she can just grow big and whatever, but she causes so much damage that she doesn't make money. That's kind of a joke. But yeah, fighting a Nomu, she can just grab it and smash it in her hand, and that's that.
Where, you know, it is one of those things, and one of the things like you get with the Hulk, you mm-hmm. know, at Marvel, where the Hulk causes, but if you can center him on something like, okay, we need these buildings destroyed, he's great. And she just comes in like, this is her, oh, you mean I can just wreck these buildings? Like, that's what you want me to do? And she just destroys it. Look at her when she just, like, she's so into it. And she just, like, stomps down. And it's great. And then
the previous panel, is she putting a truck on her foot? Like, that looks like a leg to me.
That's
and
what
then
it
she
looks
smashes
like.
Down with her foot with it's like a high heel. It's pretty
or
funny.
Like a roller skate. Yeah. It's weird. Why would you need to do that with the truck? I guess she doesn't want to hurt her foot.
Yeah.
You know, it would hurt, I guess. And just because she's, you know, Mount Lady. You know, she's like, I would stomp, but I don't want to hurt my foot. You have the kids, they all see it. So they're like knocked back. And it is kind of funny. But then goes to the point where we said earlier of why are you delaying even a little bit about, oh, you know, I saw those, you know, goggles there and they were pretty expensive because everything that we were setting up, they're just there to, oh, no moves, mm-hmm. nothing else because it's taken care of now. Everything is gone. We'll see. But that's the thing where, okay, this, I guess, Shigaraki, and I would say at this point, you know, kind of knowing some things that go forward. I haven't read the chapter. Well, I read the next chapter because I read it ahead like a jerk. But I'm saying long run, you could think at this point, okay, this whole thing with Shigaraki, all these things, like that could end. I mean, it could be the end. They take him and go, and then
it seems anticlimactic.
Yeah,
it
so
seems
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
Like the Dark Knight Returns, where this is his plan to get captured, almost to me.
So when you read it, you just expect something has to go wrong here, because when you have All Might, it's like your mischief has gone on long enough. It ends here, Tamura, Shigaraki, and you're like,
and that's the end.
And you're like, that can't be the end of them. But it, I mean, they stopped the Nomus. That was kind of their Hail Mary, you know, Plan Z. Mm-hmm. That didn't work, and they are all captured. So. What could happen? We'll find out. Something happens. It's a spoiler. Something happens. So we'll have to see. But what did you give this?
I thought it was great. I'm going to give it a 9.4. I really like seeing the pros in action. And we don't get a lot of that. It's all about the kids and things like that. So it was kind of cool seeing how badass they were. Or bad butt, I should say. Especially seeing, you know, Best Genus for the first time using... I didn't know what his quirk was.
I thought it was just being,
you know,
sexy.
Taking Britney Spears out.
That's what I thought.
premieres and jeans.
The minute that I saw it, what's weird is to think that that's like not everybody knows that now because it was a while ago. But it's like Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears in those stupid denim outfits. That has to be the inspiration. It looks just like it. But that's all I think of. I'm going to go 9.5.
Oh, 9.5. Okay, cool. Yeah, the stuff with the kids at the beginning, it still throws me off. I'm not, like, if they would have given me a Todoroki asterisk, I might have been up to a 9.5 or a little higher.
Yeah, at least it gave us the, you're looking at me one more time. Yeah. Like, I think this might end now because of, you know, everything going down.
I'm ready for that to be over.
You're talking to me. But yeah, I just, girl with big boobs is all he's saying in Pig Latin.
Yeah, it's he's really throwing it off.
Maybe that's some sort of joke that we don't. No, like maybe
lost in
that's
translation.
Like again, maybe some people are like, who are they talking? Who's this Britney Spears? Like our joke there, that fell flat. Maybe this is something the kids like to do. I often hear the kids down
Latin
at the Five
is
and Dime talking
the,
Pig Latin.
Yes, it's big with the current gen.
It's such a cool way to make people know exactly what you're talking about in an annoying way. Actually, Pig Latin works for me.
Is that from the 50s? I don't even know.
I give up. Like, not give up in frustration. I give up because it's annoying. You know, Ixbay on the Ibsbay. I'm like, okay, bay. You know,
nobody says Nix anymore either.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm going to give it 9.5. I really liked it. I thought it was good. Especially, you said, seeing the heroes and seeing Bakugo trying to be the tough guy still. And it kind of makes me sad.
Really good art, too.
Yeah, the art's great. The art's getting better and better. It's weird because we liked the art from the beginning. Mm-hmm. But it is. You can tell. You know, obviously doing
good
things for a while, it really
goes. Yeah.
Again, this is where, now we're preaching to the choir here, But this is where you get that benefit of one person or, you know, one artist and one writer or both doing it through the whole deal. You don't have this, oh, this is weird, you know, change of artist when you end up liking a book and then it, you don't get that. So
basically week to week too. I mean, it's less pages. Sometimes it's black and white. Does that matter? And they great character work and great storytelling. That's what manga does well.
And this is, I mean, obviously one of the mangas that people do, you know, suggest to people who are, you know, new to things.
Yeah, and we'll, it's your in for a big two person because it's superhero.
Yep, and superhero and go Potter. With, you throw in, hey, it's like the X-Men or it's like Teen Titans. I've heard a lot of people, but it's kind of that universal appeal. That's why I love it. And the character works great, as most of the big manga are. So with all of that, that is it. So thanks, everybody. We'll be back next week with the chapter I already read. I'll tell you that when we do get to that.
Well, I read this one twice, so now we're okay.
Yeah. So there is a big first appearance next issue.
Oh.
So if this was a collector thing, I'd say that's a key. What do they call it? It's a key. I can't stand that either. There's a lot of videos of that. I never know what's going on. I'm like, a key? What are you talking about? But yeah, it's a big issue. So everybody come on back for that. And me and Stork will be back to talk about it. So thanks, everybody. Thanks, Stork, as always. And we'll talk to you next week.
See ya.
You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.